Okay, today's daf is Yevamis Daf Peches. Today's daf is sponsored in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Naomi Mizels, a longtime listener. And today is their 50th anniversary, and the daf is sponsored by their children, Moshe and Debbie Mizels, Daniel and Aviva Schreiber, and David and Fagi Mizels. We wish them much bracha and hatzlacha on Me'av Esrim Shana, again today on their 50th anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Naomi Mizels. And we continue now with Yevamis Daf Peches. So we are on Pei Zayin of Aveis. We started yesterday, Ha'isha Rabba. We started the 10th parak here in Maseches Yevamis. This parak is all about as... Okay, so let us continue now with the Gemara. Midiktani Sefer, says the Gemara. Midiktani Sefer, from the fact that the Sefer of the Mishnah says, Nisei Shalom Birshus Muterach Slachzer Lo, from the fact that the Mishnah says that if you get married without Rishus of Bezdin, you're allowed to go back. Shalom Birshus Bezdin Ela Be'edim. What does that mean? That means Edim are present, and therefore you could get married with based on the Edim's testimony. You don't need Bezdin to paskin for you. Michlal de Reisha Birshus Bezdin Ubeid Echad. Mashma, that in the Reisha you're getting married based on the ability and the authority that Bezdin gives you, because there's only one aid there, Alma, aid Echad, and Emma. So you see from there that an aid Echad does accomplish something. Even though we know on a Daraisa level, usually an aid Echad is only come l'shvua, not come l'mamon. He's b'chayev you a shvua, that you owe me money, that you have to swear that you don't owe me money, but he's not come l'mamon. He does not make you be b'chayev money. But outside of that, we're not sure. So you see from this Mishnah that an aid Echad is Naaman. V'tznan Nami, we also learned in the Mishnah later on, Hukhsku lios masiyan aid mi pi aid, v'isha mi pi isha, v'isha mi we accept lower level inferior testimonies in terms of Edis Isha. Alma Eid Echad Mehemes. You also see from there that one Eid is believed. That Mishnah illustrates that there are two psulim, two problems that we could get over in Edis Isha. Number one, psulim are allowed to testify, and number two, Eid Mi Pi Eid is allowed to testify. Two stages, even though we usually require it directly from the witness. Vitznan Nami, and a third context where we see one aid accomplishing, the Mishnah in Maseches Krisus. Says the Mishnah, Eid Echad Omer Achalta Chalev. One aid says, you ate Chalev, you're Chayav a Karban. Who Omer Lo Achalti, and he says, no, I did not. Pater. So because he contradicts the aid, so therefore he is pater from the Karban. Taima da Omer Lo Achalti. The reason is because the aid said, Lo Achalti, because the person rejected and contradicted the aid and said, I did not eat. Ha ishtik mehemin. But if he was quiet, if he wouldn't have argued with the aid, then the aid would be believed. So you see an aid echad, alma aid echad mehemin. So the question in all these cases is, mi da oraisa mi nalan. So how do you know this is true? How do you know mi da oraisa, the aid echad is believed? So one second, it's a din da oraisa, aid echad is believed. Mi da oraisa mi nalan. So the question isn't a general question. That's a pasuk. Lachol, right, we know from eight Shavua versus Mamon. But the question is, what about in this context? What is this context? Let's say Isurin. Eid Echad Eme Bisurin, as we'll see in the Rishonim. But even more than that, as we'll see, how do you know an Eid Echad could be believed here in this context in Eidus Isha? The Rashi and Tosfos, actually, he's focused on Rashi. Rashi says in the Havamina here, we're going to have a couple of suggestions until we get to the Maskana. In the Maskana, we're going to see this is really an Emunas Derabanan. But in the Havamina, are we assuming that this might be a Din Daraisa? That you're allowed to accept Sule Edus, that you're allowed to accept Eid Echad on a Daraisa level? Is that what the Gemara is suggesting? That's what it sounds like from Rashi, and that's what it sounds like from a number of other Rishonim. The Ritva, the Ramban, and others say that no, it does not even mean that in the Havamina. The Havamina is just saying that we know this is a Takana Derabanan to accept Edus Isha, lower level Edus. The Gemara is looking for a Makar for Daraisa general Isurim. Because if in general it's Daraisa, then in this context we'll at least accept it on a Derabanan level. We need a model for the Da'oraisa. Says the Ritva, Nira mi divrei Rashi v'chein pirish ro mefarshim, tahashta afilu masnisan te'edus isha, havisalka daitach de mehemin mi Da'oraisa eid echad. That's the Havamin, it sounds like, from Rashi. And then he says, I don't think so. V'im tomar, we're going to have it later on in the Gemara. Ein davar sheba erva pachos mishnayim. This isn't only Isurim. This is Davar Sheba Erva. This is Arayos. Usually you always need two witnesses. So how could there be a Havamina overriding that principle? So says the Ritva, this Havamina doesn't mean what you think it means. V'yesh lomar dahash dahavis al-kadayetuch. This is what the Havamina is. Pshitalon, the time of deidechan mehemen b'isha midrabananu. We know it's Durabanan as the Maskan is going to tell us. Ella de Kasal Kedaita, for what's the Havamina? Ki Chachamim Samchu Divreyem Mishum Takanis Nashim Lasos Isurzeh Kishari Suri Da Alma. In Eidechad is Nemad Bisurin. We know that. And we're going to see that in the Gemara and in Rishonim. We're going to see what their sources are. Better than in a couple of minutes. So once we find a source for that, so then we'll say, okay, that's the Daraisas. The Rabbanan may be allowed, even though by Eidus Ishrei it's a Davar Sheba Erva. So maybe they were makel here to believe the Eid Echad. By regularly serve it's Daraisa, but here it would be the Rabbanan. But we need that model so the Rabbanan could go one notch down. Ha'ilu lo haya Eid Echad Nehman B'Yisurin Da'alma V'Chayotzei Bazeh. If we wouldn't have an Eid Echad Nehman B'Yisurin in general, lo haya Mekilin She Nehman B'Yisurin Mishim Takana Ba'alma. If you wouldn't have that Daraisa, then we wouldn't even be able to have this din drabbanan. So it's a machlokas we show whether there's even a havamina here for the nemanis being d'oraisa or not. So here we go, mi d'oraisa, mi nolan. So how do we know? What's the source? Titania. The Braisa says, Ohoda elav chataso. The pasuk says, by carbon chatas, your chayva carbon chatas, if you are let known your elav. He let known, and Elah means to him. He himself realizes chataso is sin. Veloshe yiduhu acherim. That word Elah sounds like he has to come to the realization himself, and not that others let him know. Elah to him. But yachol afapisheino machisho yehei pator. You might think that even if he is not machish the aid. Meaning, if the aid says you're chayiv and he doesn't deny it, you're still pater because it didn't come to him from himself. Tamalomar o hoda elav, but it also says hoda mikol makom. So the word elav sounds like he has to know himself. The word hoda sounds like even if other people told him. So what exactly is the case that's being referred to in the pasuk that he's chayiv a carbon chatas for? So hechidami. So ilema da asu tre velo kamachish lehu. If two witnesses come to court and say he's chayiv a carbon and he doesn't contradict them, then krol amali, what do you need a pasuk for? It's two witnesses say something that you believe them. Right? As we have mentioned, two witnesses being believed, the Rambam says in Ilchus Yisodiyah Torah, Gzeiras HaKasev, that they are believed. We don't know if they're telling the truth, Dafka. Maybe two people are lying too. But that's what the Rambam says we believe. Two witnesses. So krol amali. So what do we need the pasuk to tell me? That can't be what the pasuk's referring to. Elalav chad. The pasuk must be referring to a case where it's one witness. One witness comes and says that I am chayav a karban. V'chi lo kamachish lei mehemen. And when one does not contradict him, that's where he's going to be chayav the karban. Shma mina eid echad ne'eman. So you see from there, that's the source. That's the pasuk. The pasuk by karban chatas teaches me that an eid echad is ne'eman, because you see, if the person doesn't contradict, so then he would be believed. And again, that sounds like it's a raya between Rashi and the Ritva. It's of course it's a concept by Yisurit, but it's making you chayav a karban. So that already is like not just a regular isser, like I'm serving somebody and they have to trust me if Hilchas Kashrus. Here we're bringing chulin bazara. Here Rashi says that we're eating it also. We're not just bringing chulin bazara. We're eating the karbanos. That's a pretty serious issue. Regarding Hilchas Karbanos. So the Gemara suggests that is the din to Oraisa. Continues the Gemara, so maybe not. Umimai, how do I know that is true? Dimishum de Mehemin, how do we know that the Eid Echad is believed in this case, and that's the reason? Dilma, Mishum de Kashasik, maybe it's because the Baal was quiet. That's why. What happens here? We know he's only chayav a karban if I don't contradict. But if I contradict, then I'm not chayav a karban. So maybe the root of the ne'emanus is not because I listen to the Eid Echad and he has the ne'emanus. The root is me. Why? V'shtika kohoda adamya. The Eid Echad is just a hechi timsi to create information, to be megala information, but really the root is shtika kohoda. And then I am the root of the chiyavs. This isn't a good makar. Tosfos discusses on the next Amud, Pechasam and Aleph, Shtika Kohoda doesn't mean I know Bavadai. I don't know Bavadai, Shtika Kohoda. Shtika Kohoda means, if you look at Tosfos, the Shtika Kohoda, Tosfos says on the second word line, Pirish, Kiva Deshasik, Nira Lo MS, because I'm quiet, it appears the truth, to me the truth, V'yodeak Sa Sheyesh Raglayim Ladavar. Again, that's a Shas topic. Shtika kahoda. Tosfos says here in Yevamos, shtika kahoda doesn't mean that it's 100%. It means there's a good chance, and I trust the information, but not that I have bivados knowledge of the information. Either case, that's shtika godos. The Gemara says that's not, so maybe this isn't not a good makar for Eid Echad being believed in general, which would then be a model for us in Eidus Isha. And the Gemara says, Teita, I'll prove it to you that this is not a good source. Diktani Sefer, the next line of that mission increases. Remember, the first line says, if one Eid comes and says, dot, dot, dot. We have those halachas. So now what about in the other case? The Tani Seifa, Amru Shnayim Achalta Chalef, two people come and say, you ate Chalef. V'hu Omer Lo Achalti, Potter. Wow. Even if two witnesses come and say you ate Chalef, and I deny it, I'm still Potter. We'll have to see why that is. Two witnesses said something. Why do you believe him? Let's wait. Rabbi Meir, Machayev. Rabbi Meir says, no, you're Chayev. Omer Rabbi Meir, Kalvachomer. Meir says, the Kalvachomer, you're going to be Chayev. Emhevi Uhu Shnayim Lidei Misa Chamura. If two people could come and kill a person, Lo Yevi Uhu Lidei Karban Akal, then they can't bring him to be Machayev him a Karban. But of course they can. Two of them are believed in Dine Nefashis. Of course they're believed in even Tine Karbanis. So how did the Rabbanan answer back? Omru Lo, no. Ma Im Yirtse Lo Mar Mezit Hayisi. The person, the two Eidim come and say, you ate Chalev. You know what the person could say? I did eat Chalev. You're right. But I did it b'mezid. I did it on purpose. And if I did it b'mezid, I'm not Chayev a Karban. So therefore, even if the Eidim could say it, but the Rabbanan say, the person has a way out of the Karban as well. So because of that what? So Rashi's Lashon here sounds like it's what we call a Migu. Because he could have said, you're right, I ate it, but I did it b'mezid, and he could have gotten out of the carbon that way, so to his belief to say, I didn't eat it at all. Because he could have just said another taina without even contradicting the witnesses. So that's why the Rabbanan say, he would not be chayiv a carbon in this context, because ma'am yirtzalomar mezid hayisi. He could have said, I ate it b'mezid. Good, therefore what? What do you see from there? Let's continue for a second and then we'll make the point. Reisha maitai makam achayvi Rabbanan. So why do the Rabbanan hold as a distinction that in the Reisha, in a case of Eid Echad where I don't contradict, I am chayiv the karban, while in the Seifa with two witnesses where I do contradict, I am not chayiv a karban. So why is that? Is it because the one Eid is believed? That can't be true, because then the two Eidim should be believed, and even if I contradict them, I should be chayiv a karban. Even if I contradict Eidim, the Eidim should be believed. And yet, v'kapatri rabbanan, and the rabbanan here, pater, when I contradict the two witnesses. Ela mishum de'ishtik, it must be, rather, that mishnah, the root chiyuv is because of me, not because of the Eid Echad, and v'shtika koda adamya, and shtika's koda, question mark, and therefore we reject that mission increases as the source for an Eid Echad being believed, being a model for our case, and we're going to have to search elsewhere. So, number one, Shas topic we refer to today was shtika koda. Here's number two. Rashi says that what does this mean? My maze in Yirtzalomar maze in Hayisi, so it's like a migu. It's like a migu that since I could have said this, I'm believed with the quote-unquote worst claim. So that's also a major Shas topic. But Tosfos specifies it a little bit. Top Tosfos. Tosfos says, isn't this migu what we call a migu b'makom edim? A migu against edim, look elsewhere, doesn't always work. Says Tosfos, Yomari, de'ein lahakshos v'hamigu b'makom edim. Right, edim say, you ate, and the migu would have been, well, I didn't. Right? The Edim say you're chayiv a karban, and he says you're not chayiv a karban. So says Tosfos, really this is not a migu makam Edim, because migu makam Edim means a migu going against what the Edim said. Here, we suggest that what he meant to say when he says, I didn't eat, I am not chayiv a karban, what he meant to say, this is how we interpret his words, I didn't eat, bishogeg. That's how we interpret his words. So he's not contradicting the Edim. He's going with the Edim. The Hachi Perusha says to us, Umam Yirtzalomar Beferish Mezid Hayisi, because he could have said explicitly, I was amazed it. Hashtanami Tekamar Lo Achalti Hachi Yudabai Lameimar. This is what he meant to say. Lo Achalti Shogeg El Amazid. So this is how we interpret his words now. Not that he could have just said something else, but because he could have, this is what we said he really meant. And even if he screams and says, I never meant it, but this is how halachically we interpret his words. So that's another major topic. Migu b'makom edim. Ah, that's the third Shas topic related to this exactly. Tosas, not here, but Tosas elsewhere asks on this Mishnah in Krisus, Tosas above Metzia, what about the principle of Ein Adam Mesim Asmo Rasha? One person cannot self-incriminate themselves. So, oh, you could have said Mesim Ayisi. No, you couldn't have. Isn't that self-incriminating? So there are different suggestions, answers given to that question. Some say, well, maybe that's limited only to a case where I say I'm pasul la'edus. Right? Some say it's only, it doesn't apply where we could suggest, well, what you're doing is because you're doing tshuva. And because you're doing tshuva, that's why we would believe you. We usually don't believe you because you're making yourself not ra'ui to give testimony. But if we could suggest that you're doing this because of tshuva, you know, I did it but mazed it. I don't want to bring chulun la'azara. You know, that would be another avera. Right, so there are different suggestions given, but 100%. Ein Adam Mesim Asmo Rasha. Again, we discussed in the past, what's the root of that principle? Is it because you're a karov to yourself? You're a nogea bedavar? Just like your family members can't testify about yourself, you can't testify about yourself either? Or is it something more specific? Ein Adam Mesim Asmo Rasha. You can't self-incriminate yourself. Based on the Rambam and Hilchas Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says, somebody comes to court and says, I ate treif with me, right? We don't believe him. I was Bechal Shabbos, kill me, right? We don't believe him. Why? Because the Rambam says maybe this is a very depressed, in trouble individual who just wants to be tortured and punished and killed. And the Rambam's Lashon beautifully there, and the Radvaz expands on it, your body is not your own. And therefore, you know, if Edom say that you have to get a punishment, okay. But you can't come to court and say it yourself because, right, the body is on loan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, you can't just come and do whatever you want with it, Bichovel. So yes, we have right here, Shika Koda, we have Mika B'makam Edim, we have Ein Adam Mesim Atzmo Rasha. That is three important Yesodos that we have here. Okay, so let's continue now because there's more on the way. So the Gemara has now, fifth line, Ella, so we didn't get a source for it, why we should trust the Eid Echad in this context. And again, keep in mind that Machlokas Rashi Tosfos was the Havamina Daraisa or Drabanan. But now we get into Ella Svari. It's a Svara. It's a Svara why we would trust Eid Echad and be certain. What's the Svara? Midi Dahave Achaticha Safik Shachilav Safik Kashuman. It's just like if you have a piece of meat and you're not sure if the piece of meat is kosher or not. Maybe it's chaylev, non-kosher meat. Maybe it's shuman, kosher fat. Va'asa eid echad va'amar barili de shumanu. And eid echad comes and says, barili, I'm sure that shuman, that it is kosher meat. De mehemin. We believe that eid. So do here. You see eid echad is believed, eid echad be surin over there. So do eid echad is believed over here. Says the Gemara, wait a minute. Me dummy, how could you say that's comparable to that case? Hasam lo is chazek isura. When is an eid echad believable there where there is no cheskas iser that the eid echad is up against? Hacha is chazek isura, the eishas ish. Here, she's a married woman. The eid echad is trying to uproot the chazaka that she's usher to the whole world. And that is not allowed. The ein davar sheba'erva, palkos mishnayim. And davar sheba'erva, in this context of cheskas iser, is not believed. You don't believe one witness, only two. Halo damya, what is our case more comparable to? This case. El chaticha, devadai chelev. You have a piece of treif meat, and everybody knows it's treif. And then that one eid comes and says, no, it's kosher, delo mehemin. He wouldn't be believed there. So therefore, we're back to the question of what is the source of Eid Echad. There's so much here to talk about. Let's try to pick and choose. There is one first question in the Rishonim here and in Maseches Gittin. Well, we say Svarahu. So we say, Svara, you should be believed. You should, just like you're believed by the meat over there, so too over here. How do you know you're believed by the meat case? So we say you are believed by the meat case, where there's no Cheskas Iser. How do you know you're believed by the meat case? So Rashi here. It's Rashi here and Rashi in Gittin. Says two different things. Rashi here, third line. The Mehemin. V'havadei pshitulon. The Samchinon Aleh. It's obvious that we rely on him. Kol zman shelo nechshad. Why? De'ilav hachi. Because if you don't believe him, ein lecha adam ochel mishal chaveiro. A person would never be able to eat with their friends. Ve'ein lecha adam somech al b'nei beiso. A person would never be able to rely on their family. What does Rashi say, basically? It would be an impossible life situation if you can't trust people. That's what he seems to say. It would be impossible. It's a svara. It must be Hashem allows you to rely. If you look at Maseches Gittin, Rashi doesn't say exactly that. Rashi says, what's the source of Eidecha Ne'ema Bisurin? Rashi says, Shehare Ha'amina Torah, Kol Echad Ve'echad Mi Yisrael, Al Hafrashas Truma V'Al Hashchita V'Al Nikar Agid V'Hachelev. He gives specific examples. He doesn't just say it's impossible, right? Ein Lecha Adam. He says, because the Torah believes a person by these Yisurim, by Truma and Shchita and Nikar Gid and Chelev. Tosfos there asks on Rashi. Tosfos says, those aren't exactly such obvious cases. Why? Because some of those cases are Cheskas Isser, like our Gemara asks there. So how could you say those are good examples? And another problem with those examples, says Tosfos over there, what the Gemara is going to say soon, is those are Beyado Lasakno. Right, you're believed by Afrashas Truma because you could be Mafresh the Truma. So we believe you that you did because you could right now. We believed you about Shechita because you could have Shechted if you're a Shochet. So Tosfos says that's not exactly a good Makar. So Tosfos says, you know what the Makar of Eidechem and Bisurin is? Nida. Nida. A woman's believed. I'm a Nida, I'm not a Nida. I went to the mikvah, I did Vatikos. So a woman's believed by Nida. V'safra la la'atzma. The Gemara, the Torah says, V'safra la la'atzma. We believe her. So that's Tosfos' suggestion. Again, every suggestion has discussion. The Ramban, both here and there, Gittin Daf Bei, say, I don't like Nida as a suggestion. Why? Because that is a unique type of Isser. So on the one hand, it is a Cheskas Isser, because she's a Nida. On the other hand, it's an Isser that you know is going to evaporate every month. So just because she's believed there, who says she's believed in other context? Ikala Meimar says the Ramban, he atzma shiny. Derachmana himna mi'achar, number one, two reasons why we believe her. Shehu maisa shal atzma, mitok she'emenes la'atzma, v'ose maisa bekach ne'emenes afilu labayla. It's not a case where you're getting a piece of meat, but we believe the woman about her own status, and that has effects on everybody else related to her husband. But who says that's comparable to other cases where it's purely something given to you? Va'od, and also, like I just said, the hasam l'tevila kaima, v'yafa pisha hayom nida, l'machar posekas ve'umone v'toveles, aval be'eshas is shema lo tesem yisura la'olam. So these are all a couple of suggestions for Eidecha Ne'ema Bisurin, quoted again here, and in the beginning of Maseches Gittin. Those are the two major sugyas where it is discussed. Also related to this is a discussion in the Shev Shmaitza. Shev Shmaitza discusses, again, there's many Shmaitzes on today's daf. Let's just do one of them. The Gemara here puts together, and an Eidechon is not going to be believed because it's Cheskas Isser, and it's a Davar Sheba Erva. Do those two principles go together? What if there's a concept of Davar Sheba Erva without a Cheskas Isser? Is Davar Sheba Ein Davar Sheba Brachas Mishnayim a standalone principle separate from Cheskas Isser or not? So the Shev Shmaitzer says Beferish Vav Gimel the Davar Sheba Erva Hecha Deleka Chazaka Nami Nirlan Yezdaiti Dein Eid Echad Mehemin Bei. An Eid Echad is not believed in a Davar Sheba Erva. That means Arayos issues even if there's no Cheskas Isser. That's the Yisod of the Shev Shmaitza, because you learn it, Kivin the Alfin and Davar Mi Mamon, called Din Taras Mamon Alev, Afilu Mamon, Afilu, you need two witnesses by Mamonis, even though there's no Chazaka there, Afilu Leka Chazaka Klal, even in case where there would not be Chazaka, and Eidechad is not believed. And then he quotes, but I have a problem with this, and this is a mucker that many of the Achronim talk about, so I'll just mention it. The Chubis Maimoni. Chubis Maimoni sounds like, Chubis in the end of the Rambam, Hecha Deleka Chazaka Shaper Mehemin Eidechad. Sounds like from the Chubas Maimoni that he would be believed. What's the case? The other Achronim also talk about it. A man is a Ruvi, makes Shimon a Shliach to go marry him off. To go find him a wife. So Shimon comes to town, he says, hi, I'm here to get a wife for Reuven, and they introduce him to a girl, wonderful girl. He tells all the Zekanim, he tells everybody, okay, I'm getting a wife for Reuven, you want to come, you want to witness the wedding ceremony, wonderful, amazing. He goes over to the woman, and he says, here we go, you ready? Hareya mukudeshes li b'tavazu k'nas Moshe v'Yisrael. Mazel tov, mazel tov. And everybody comes over like, you just said Lee. It's like, oh! I said Lee, I meant Reuven! I meant Reuven, I didn't mean Lee, I meant Reuven. Oh no, she's married to Reuven, I meant to me. Hareya mukudeshes li Reuven b'tavazu k'nas Moshe v'Yisrael. And everybody's like, what's the halacha? Is she married to him? He says that he made a mistake. You know, how many times do you say, did you hear Hareya mukudeshes li Reuven? No, you ever seen Lee. So, do we believe him? So the Chubas Maimoni says, we believe him. We believe him. She does not need a get from the Shimon, the Shliach. She's married to the first one. That's it. And therefore, what do you see from there? It's Davar Sheba Erva. How do you know that he was not changing his mind at that moment? So the Ksos and the Shev Shmaitza discusses that. But that is a major topic right here when you have in Davar Sheba Erva Pachas Vishnaim, is that only because of the Cheskes Isser involved or not? Again, there's just another issue, just to mention the issue without going into it. Rabbi Chanan here discusses Eidecha Neged Chazaka, how that works. Not Cheskas Isser, but other types of Chazakos. Why should one win over the other one? Rabbi Chanan develops the idea that Chazakos are based on what we call Hachra. We have no idea what the truth is, but this is what we do. Eid Echad, in case where an Eid Echad is believed, that's what we call Birur. That's what we say is true. That's why in Eid Echad, sometimes it's possible even to beat out Chazakos in certain cases. Okay, but let's continue. So back to the question. What is the source for the Eid Echad Ne'amanis in our case, where we would allow him? So the Gemara says, maybe it's based on the case of the fat and the kosher. The not kosher, so we say, no, that's a case of Cheskas Isser. So now the Gemara says back, me dummy. But 1 second, how could you compare that to the case of Vadai Aser? Hasa, by a case of Vadai not kosher meat. Afilu asu be me'alo mehemni. Even if 100 witnesses come and say it's kosher, we don't believe him if we know this meat is treif. Hacha, kibun dechi asu be trei mehemni, chanami lehemne. But here, if 2 witnesses would come and say she's divorced or her husband died, we would believe them. So too, one witness should be believed. So therefore, you can't compare the cases. And then we say now, midi dahavi, this is the next suggestion, right, what the Mishnah is based on. Number one, we said the Mishnah increases, that didn't work. Number two, we said maybe it's a svara, comparing it to meat, didn't work. Now we're having number three, these cases, midi dahavi, a tevel, hektish for konamos. Cases of tevel, right, untithed produce, hektish, something is hektish, konamos. A konam is another way of making something usser. I can make a neder, I can say it's hektish, I can make it a konam. And there's a machlokas, as we'll see, whether a konam means I made it into hektish or I made it just usser as a neder. That's a machlokas in Meseches Nedarim. But either way, in all those cases, a person is believed to say that those statuses do not exist anymore. So the Gemara says, "Hi Tevel, hey Chidami. What's the case that one aid is believed by Tevel? Is it because it's his Tevel? He's believed about his Tevel to say that now it is no longer Tevel anymore. So that's not a good marker for our case. Why? Mishum de biyada lasakno. There's a special Ne'amanus, next Shas topic on today's daf, biyado. Biyado is a special type of Ne'amanus. If you have the power to fix the situation, so you're believed to say that the situation is fixed. That's what's called biyado. The Rashi, not really here, Rashi Maseches Gittin Daf Nun Dalet, seems to say it's literal. Because you could fix it, so you're believed because it's like a migu, you could have fixed it. The Rush is a very important Rush. If you've never seen it, the Rush in the 5th Perek in Gittin goes through 14 levels of Ne'amanus. And one of them he calls biyado. One of them, and biyado, he says, not like Rashi says, just literally, because you could fix it. The Rosh says, because it's biyado, so you're called a bailim on this area. And bailim are believed, not literally because it's biyadcha, but because you're a bailim. He says, holo b'rshuso hein harayin kishelo, v'ne'man aleihem, v'lami taima di'iboy metamilu. You could have the power to fix something, even if it's not yours. You could have done it. But biyado, the ne'manas of biyado, machlokas Rashi, exactly, yeah, that works. Another big topic. But that's what the Gemara here says. So that's a special din. That can be a good model for us. So Elo De'acher. We're talking about somebody else's Tevel. So that, and your belief for that. So my Kasavar. So what does this opinion hold? E Kasavar, Tori Mishelo Ashel Chaveiro, Eino Tzorach Daras Bailim. So if you say that somebody is allowed to be Torim from his own property for his friend, and you don't have to ask, so then that's just like it's yours. So Mishum Debiyado L'Sakno. So again, it wouldn't be a good model. V'i kasavar tzarach das bailim, and if you say that you need das bailim to be torim on their behalf, v'amar ano yadana v'demiskan, and you say, I know it's been done, so he gufa minolan. So how do you know that would be true? That would be believed. That's gufa our question. In Eid Echad, in the case of a cheskas isser, that's not biyado l'sakno, that's our shaila. So therefore, how do you know Tevel would be a good model? Or similarly, Hektish Nami, in the case of Hektish. E Kdushas Damim, are we talking about a case of Hektish that can be redeemed? Is Kdushas Damim, Mishum Debiyado Leftoso? So you can redeem that. So that's why it's believed, because he had the power of biyado. E kedushas haguf, if it has inherent kedusha, kedushas haguf, e didei mishum de biyado leitshuli alei. Is it because didei, it's his own hektus that he was makdish, so biyado leitshuli alei. He could go to a chacham and be shoel on his hakdasha, and again remove the status, so it's again biyado. So ela to acher, so it's somebody else's karbon. And I know the owner was shoel to with a chacham, so he gave me nolan. Again, how do we know that's true? And finally, the third case also, konamos nami. If you say there is mi'ila by konamos, that means that konam establishes something as hektish. That's what all it means. Mi'ila we know is the isser of getting benefit from something in the Beis HaMikdash. So yish mi'ila b'konamos means there is mi'ila, and konam established that. So then, v'kdushas damim nachdilahu, and it's hektish, kdushas damim, mishum debiyadu leftoso. Same thing we said before. V'ikasavar ein mi'ila b'konamos. And if you say, no, konam has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. It's just like a neder. V'isser ba'alma hu derachiv lu'akatve, and there's an isser, literally, that's riding on its shoulders. It's just aser mishum neder. So, if it's my konam, I could go to a chacham and be shoel. It's someone else's. I know that the owner was shoel on it. So again, how do we know that's true? So we're back to the question, what's the source? In the parallel cases of Eid Echad, I don't know that there's Ne'amanus there. So the maskana is right here. Amar Bizera, the final try. Reb Zera says the Ne'amanus is Drabanan. Why by Eidus Isha do we believe one Eid, even though it's a Davar Shebe'erva, even though Cheskas Isser, even though there's no such model? Mi Drabanan. Because we piled on so many chumras on her in the Mishnah. If her husband walks in, she's going to lose her ksuba and blows and mizonos and everything. Because we're so machmer on her at the end, we are mako on her at the beginning. So what exactly does that mean? Does the Rishonim get into the act here? How exactly are we supposed to understand this line? Let's just do the next line. Lo lechmer velo leko. What do we say? We're mako at the beginning because of the chumras at the end. So forget the kulas and forget the chumras. I just treat it normally. Gemara says no. Mishumi guna akilu be rabbanan. Because we don't want her to be left in aguna. So therefore, akilu be rabbanan, the rabbanan are mekel in this regard. So we want to create the kulas. So therefore, we create the chumras so that we can create the kulas at the beginning. So what exactly does that mean? Tosfos says on the bottom, nira lari. Tosfos says in mitoch, this is a takanas chachamim that we believe. And Tosfos adds, v'ein ze akiras davar min haTorah. This is not an uprooting of a din to araisa. Kivan shedome hadavar hagun lahaamin. Because there's a good chance. We wouldn't think it's a good chance is enough in other contexts of halacha, but here it's a good chance. By something that makes a lot of sense, and somebody's coming and teaching it to us, and we really don't want this woman to be left in this state, so we'll believe it. Tosis really doesn't explain the mechanics of how it's working. He just says the motivation. No, there's a good reason for us to believe, so we will believe. The other Rishonim quote the principles that are going to come up later. Number one, what's called Daika Uminsava. The Tosfos Rishonim says, because the woman knows that she's going to be in big trouble if her husband walks in, then she will be very, very medaktik in checking out the Mitzias. And she wouldn't get remarried unless she's sure. And therefore, it's a combination of Eid Echad and Daika Uminsava. That's how the Tosfos Yeshanim here says it. Some Achronim say, the Noda Behuda says this, it's not the Pashus, but the Noda Behuda says, but because we know she's going to check out very well, so the Eid Echad doesn't want to make up a story, because he knows that she's going to check out very well, and therefore he's going to make sure his story is true before. That's why we allow her to get married right after the Eid Echad comes in. We don't say, okay, go check it out. So the Noda Behuda says, maybe her Daika Uminsava is Mashpia on his testimony because he doesn't want to be seen to be a liar, this Eid Echad. So, but that is the principle of Daika Uminsava teaming up with the Eid Echad. The Rambam's Lashon in the end of Hilchas Gerushin is another principle that's working here. Milsa da'avidi ligluye. It's something that's going to become revealed. Meaning, whether her husband's alive or not, eventually, if he's alive, he's going to walk in. So Milsa Davidi Legluye also could have a certain lower standard of Nemanus that we would accept. We had this once before in the Masechta, back on Daf Lamites. Remember we discussed the case where a guy comes up to court and says, I am a Yavam, I'm a brother. And we're not sure if he's a brother or not. It's a Milsa Davidi Legluye. So that's where we discussed this Rambam too. Again, this is jam-packed sugyas, which hopefully will setting the stage on this stuff for what we're going to discuss at length, Be'ez Hashem, in the coming days and weeks. So let's continue though back to the Gemara. Teitse mizeh mizeh v'chulu. So the Mishnah said that if the husband walks in, then she has to get divorced from both. She has to leave her original husband, and she has to leave her new husband. So Amar Rav says, Rav, lo shanu ela shenisseis be'ed echad. Rav says, and this is really a separate statement of Rav, as we'll see, this is talking about a case where she got married based on the testimony of Eid Echad. That's why she has all these problems. Avol nisseis apishnei eidim lo teitse, as the Mishnah said at the end of the Mishnah. If she got married on the basis of two witnesses, she is not teitse. The havamina here is, though, Rashi quotes, the havamina here is that she could stay with her second husband. That's why the Gemara says, Machwa lebe ma'arava. They laughed at this in Ma'arava, in Eretz Yisrael. Asa gavra v'koi v'at amir lo teitse. Her husband walks in, her husband number one. She could stay with the second husband? What is Rav talking about? That if two witnesses say her husband died, but her husband walks in. So lo tzricha de lo yadin ale. No, the case is where somebody walked in, we're not sure if it's the husband. We're not sure if it's the husband. We don't know. So, and that's why if the two witnesses that her husband died, they could be believed over this guy who walked in. So Gemara says, one second, e de lo yadin ale be'ed. If we're not sure who the husband is, so then why even be'ed echad amaytate say? Even if one witness had said that she could get remarried, and now this guy walks in, so why don't the eid echad is believed kishnayim? And therefore, we should say she could stay married even if it was one witness. Lo tzricha da'asu beitrei va'amri. Two people come in and they say, Anan havinan ba'adei. We were with the husband. Mechinafik va'ad hashta. We were with the husband from the moment he left until right now. V'atunu de'lo yaditule. You don't recognize this man as your husband, but this is your husband. So in that case, Rav says we're machalik between one and two witnesses originally. When we have two witnesses at the end that say this, how is it possible that she wouldn't recognize him? Tichsev, we know. Vayaka Yosef Ezecha, vehein lo hikiru. It's possible not to recognize someone who was away for a while. V'yam Rav Chista, malamid sheyatza b'lo chasima sakan u'ba b'chasima sakan. Right, they left without beards and now they have beards. The Ramban on that pasuk says, Yisachar and Zvulun weren't too much older than Yosef. They also didn't have beards when Yosef left them. Right, so why is it that they had beards? So the Ramban says, no, well, the older brothers, Yosef, two reasons, so the Ramban says. Number one, the older brothers, Yosef recognized, because they already had beards. So one says, the older brothers, you recognize. Sometimes if you see certain family members, you recognize the other ones that are standing with them, number one. Number two, Yosef was looking for the brothers. So if you're looking for something, like if somebody tells you, oh, this is so-and-so, oh, now I see it. If you're looking for a family member, then you can recognize it. They weren't looking for Yosef being the viceroy. So for those two reasons, it worked in that direction. Fine. So says the Gemara. So what did we just say? Rav's Chiddush is one Eid versus two Eidim. If it was two Eidim originally, so then she could stay married. So the Gemara said, even if two other witnesses say this is your husband. Says the Gemara, sof, treu trei ninu. But this is treu trei. This is two witnesses contradicting each other. And what's the halacha by treu trei? V'haba ale ba'asham talikoi. Treu trei creates a suffix. And in the case of suffix eishas ish, that's a suffix is a daraisa. And they'd be chayav to bring an Ashem Talui. Right? Anytime you'd bring a carbon chatas for a Vaday Avera, you bring an Ashem Talui for the Safik Avera. So how could Rav say that if two witnesses said her husband died, and two witnesses say, this is her husband, how could we allow them to stay married? Lo teitse. It's a daraisa. Says Tosfos even says, why don't we say there's a carbon chatos your mechuyev, not just an Ashem Talui. Why there's a cheskas isserir, there's a cheskas eishasis. So the two eidim knock each other out, there's a chazak eishasis, so she'd be vader an aveira, not just a suffing. So Tosfos answers, daika uminsava, that undermines the original chazaka. Tosfos, second half of Tosfos v'haba. V'yomeri demasho isha daika uminsava marale lechazaka. So it's not, there is a cheskas eishes ish, but daiko mitzvah, based on the testimonies, allows us to weaken that chazaka, at least to the state of Ashem Talui. So the Gemara answers, so why do we, again, within, this is all within Rav Shita, why would we allow her to stay married? Amarev Sheshes, Kagon Shenisei Slechan Me'edecha. She married one of the Eidim. And therefore what? That aide is 100% sure that this is not the husband. Not the husband. And Rashi says on top, and Ashan Tali is only brought when I really have a suffix about my actions. When it's what's called the libo nokfo. I'm not sure if this is the Avera. That's part of the ingredients of an Ashim Tali. Right, if two Eidim say you're chai of something, then you have to bring the carbon, even if you totally think they're wrong. But if I'm not sure, that's why I have to bring an Ashim Tali, to protect myself. Right, the Gemara said, the Mishnah says increase us, to protect from Yisurin. So here, but the Eid Echad is Vadei Shur. That's why they could stay married. Says the Gemara, so what about her? He gufa ba Ashim Tali kaima. So fine, he's sure, but she's not sure. Ba Omeres Barili. She also says, I'm sure. So that's the case. This is all the case that Rav says they could stay married. If two witnesses say at the beginning that your husband died, she marries one of them and she's 100% sure that this second guy, is this guy who walked into the bathroom, is not her husband, and therefore when she marries one of the earlier Eidim, there's no chiyachatas, because it's daiko mitzvah, there's no even asham tali. Period. The Rishonim here discuss, maybe this is what you're bothered by, what you're about to ask, the Ritva the Tosfos says, Yeshanim, how could she marry one of those witnesses? Didn't we learn earlier? In Yevamis, Daf Chav Dalet, that's called Nitan. You can't marry, the rabbi can't marry somebody who he said is, doesn't get rid of her Nidarim, all those cases, how could he marry? So, either you say they did it in violation here, or Be'isser, or the Tosfos Yeshanim says, well, maybe the aide was originally married at the time when he gave the testimony, and then later his wife died, and now the aide could marry her. They're in formulations. The Tosfos HaRosh says here, that does not apply if there were two witnesses, only if there were one witness. Two witnesses, we don't think are going to make up a story. That's the Tosfos HaRosh here. So different day is how she was allowed to marry him. But either way, so Rav says, what's Rav Chiddush? Rav's Chiddush is, if there are two witnesses that say her husband died, and then two witnesses come later and say, this is her husband, she's allowed to stay married to her new husband. So ihachi maila meimra. If that's true, that's what Rav says. So then, what's the chiddush? This is already a discussion in the Tanaim. Afilu Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi, even Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi, who we'll see a sheet in a minute. Lo kamar ela kishabo edim akach nisays. He only says that you have to get divorced if the edim came first and said that her husband did not die, and then she gets married. Aval nisay v'akach bo edim. But if two edim come after she already got married and say her husband did not die, lo amar, he never said it. What's the machlokas being referred to? As follows, detanya. Shnayim omer meis v'shnayim omer lo meis. Shnayim omer niskarsha v'shnayim omer lo niskarsha. There's a machlokas, whether her husband died or not, or divorced. Harezu lo tinase, she cannot get remarried. That's called treyu trey. V'yem nisei sloteitse. And if she got remarried, then she does not leave. Because it's trey or trey, she could stay married. Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Amar Teitzei. Rabbi Menachem says, no, she has to get divorced because she got married knowing it was a trey or trey. And Amar, Rabbi Menachem, Rabbi Yossi, Eimas Ani Omer, Teitzei, when do I say that she has to get divorced? Bizvan Shebo Eidem Yachach Neseis. Only if the two witnesses came first and said your husband did not die, and then she got married. Avon Neseis V'Yachach Bo Eidem. But if she got married, and then two Eidem say her husband did not die, Harezu Lo Teitzei. Question mark. So basically, Rav is telling us that Shita. Rav is saying that if she got remarried, and then two witnesses say, here's your husband, it's basically two witnesses say your husband did not die, but we're not sure because two other witnesses say he did. So Rav is telling us the Shita of the Tanaim. What's the Chiddush? So two versions. Version one. Ki kama Rav Nami bizman shabo eidim akach nisays. Maybe Rav is talking about even in a case where the two Eidim come with this guy and say, this is your husband. And she says, I don't believe you. And then she got remarried. So maybe that's the Chiddush. And Rav is saying, like the Tanakama, La Fuki midi Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Maybe that's the Chiddush of Rav, that we paskin against Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Or, V'ikad Amar, time of the Nesez V'akach Bo Eidim. Like Rav's case, Avo Bo Eidim V'akach Nesez Teitzei, Kiman Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Or Rav's Chiddush is that we paskin like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. You're right. He's not telling you anything new. He's telling you the psak, either like the Tanakama or like Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yosi. Period. Fine. So Masav Rava. So 1 second, could Rav be right? I'm going to ask you Akasha from a different context. Masav Rava Minayin Shimlo Ratza Dafno. How do we know that if a Kohen is violating Isurim, Bezdin could force him to stop violating Isurim? Tamalomar v'kidashto bal karcho. Bezek had forced the Kohen to be kadosh. So this heichidami, what's the case being referred to in the drushas chazal based on the pasuk? Rashi notes, we can't be talking about a regular case of isurim like a Kohen be married to a grusha. That's obvious. Bezek prevents everybody from doing averus, even if a Yisrael is married to a mamzeres. We have to be talking about a case which is a little unusual. So what's the case here that Bezin will force him to be Makadish himself? So Ilema Delo Nises La Echad Me Edeha. Is it a case where, right, she thinks her husband died and she didn't marry one of the Edim? Velo Kamar Barley, or she didn't say, I'm sure, Tzrichal Amimer Daf, no. So we have to say that the Kohen is that the Bezin won't force him? If it's a case where she didn't really have rights and she might be living in sin, of course Bezin will force them to get divorced. Elola, but what must be this case? Denises lechem meideha, v'kamra barili, v'ktani dafno. The case must be a case where they don't think they're doing anything wrong. She says, I'm sure. The eight says, I'm sure. And yet the Torah says, according to this drasha, that they have to get divorced. Am mafkina lamine. So how could Rav say that in a parallel case, we would allow them, right? If two Edom come, say that her husband died, and two Edom come later, so we would allow them to stay married. So maybe not. Amma mafkina lamine. Maybe so. From here too, we see that they should get divorced. So the Gemara answers Isser Kahuna. Three answers. Number one, Isser Kahuna Shaini. Don't ask Mikashas from Kohanim. Maybe there is different. Beis Din has a higher standard. What they have, Kohanim are supposed to be the chosen. People within the chosen nation, the ibayasema dafno dafno beidim, or another answer. What does that mean? Bezdin forces them and tries to bring witnesses before she would get remarried. But if she would get remarried first, Bezdin wouldn't say a word, like Rav said. Vibayasema kishabo edim rakachnises, or the case is where edim came first. And that's why it's like Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi shita. That's the shita of the Tanan, but Rav could argue with that shita. Period. So that is all Rav. Ravashi Amar. One other sheet. And now we're going back to a totally another different comment in Rav's opinion. What do we say so far? What does Rav mean lo teitze? Rav's chiddush is two witnesses say that her husband died, and then two witnesses come later and say this is her husband. Rav says she's allowed to stay married. Lo teitze, she could stay married to her new husband. Ravashi has a different shot of Rav. Ravashi Amar, my lo teitze dekaamar Rav, lo teitze me hetera harishon. No, lo teitze means that she's allowed to go back to her first husband. With her husband, because two witnesses, you know, said that she's allowed to get married, so it was totally honest. So if two witnesses come and say that her husband didn't die, she's allowed to go back to her first husband. Says the Gemara, if that's what Rav said, isn't that what the Mishnah said? Ha'amar Rav Chadazimna, ditznan. Nisei shalo b'shus muteres lachzerlo. That's what our Mishnah said. V'yamar Rav Yehuna amar Rav hachi hilchasa. And Rav says, we paskin like that. So before we said, there's no chiddush of Rav. It's Rav Nachman Rabbi Yossi's discussion. Now we're saying, there's no chiddush. Rav already said that we passing like our Mishnah. Answer, chada michlal de chaverta itmar. You're right, Rav only said it once, and the other one is just a statement that somebody was quoting about Rav, what Rav said. But really, it is only, Rav only said it once. Let us just do one more minute. Let's get start this, and then we will continue again more. Again, there's the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Dafno line, he quotes it not only by Kohanim. Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezer and Simon Vav, he quotes it by Yisraelim too. Anyone who's violating Averis in public, Beis Din has to try to do whatever they can to prevent them from doing Averis. So Amar Shmuel, let's just start the next little bit. Shmuel is going back on the Mishnah. Lo Shanu, when does the Mishnah say that the woman has to leave? Ela Shalom Machashto, only if she does not contradict. Avo Machashto lo teitze, but if she does contradict, so then she is allowed to stay married. What's the case Shmuel is talking about? B'mayaskinan, Ilema bebeit shrei, is it a case where it's two witnesses that are saying it's a mikasha le my havi? You can't contradict two witnesses. So what's the case Shmuel is talking about? Say Ela Bachad. The reason is because there was only one. And that's why Shmuel says you could contradict. And Taima de Machashto. The reason because that she could stay married is because she contradicted. Hashaska Teitze. But if she was quiet, she would have to be Teitze again. If she got married originally, based on the content of one witness, and now one witness says again that she has to get divorced. So Teitze Vamaula. But 1 minute. Once Bezdin believes the Eid Echad, that her husband died, that's considered like two witnesses. And therefore, when one aid comes later on, he shouldn't be believed. It's two against one. That first witness was already accepted as two witnesses, and the later was only one witness. However, that first aid just works. We said, with Daiko Mitzvah, with Moshe David Legluye, but the second one witness shouldn't have any power to force her to get divorced. So what exactly does Shmuel mean? So we'll stop here right before the answer. We'll have to start with that tomorrow as we get into other major sugyas. Again, we thank the sponsors for today's daf in honor of Mr. and Mrs. Charles and Naomi Mizels, in honor of their 50th wedding anniversary today on Tes Teves, and it was sponsored by their children, Moshe and Debbie Mizels, Daniel and Aviva Schreiber, and David and Fagi Mizels. We should have Simchas and Nachas. Okay, we'll stop here.